Sean, how satisfying does that feel?
Very satisfying. When you got a couple of the boys complaining about their beds that we're sleeping in, like on campus last night, and having a rough night's sleep when you're coming away from Cardiff Met with 3 points and a performance like that, it's fantastic. I couldn't ask for anything more off them. I must admit, I'll go on record in saying Cardiff Met themselves, very, very accommodating, and they're a fantastic football team as well. They'll be there or thereabouts in the top six without a doubt, and you know, I'm sure Christian will have a word there in their dressing room, but they've got very good technical players and they'll bounce back. But you know, today I want my players to enjoy it. I thought the fans were absolutely terrific. They made a fantastic effort in coming down. They didn't have to. A lot set off early this morning in treacherous conditions. You know, the conditions out there weren't ideal, but my lads were absolutely fantastic, and to a man, I'm absolutely made up with them all.
Yeah, they've worked their socks off all game, really. That every time Cardiff Met have got the ball, one of your players is there trying to push them. Is that what you told them to do before the game?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if you allow, you know, players of Cardiff Met sort of stature and quality to play, they'll hurt you. They're good technical players. So like I said, it was an element of bravery. It was boldness, and being brave when we won the ball back as well. I thought we created not any clear-cut chances, but I thought we asked a lot of questions of them. You know, I think we've had a really good shout for a penalty with Danny Brookwell. We've obviously got the penalty with Joe Williams. You know, we could have got caught. Scoring a goal can be an absolute nightmare, because for the next sort of 5 minutes, your head's in the clouds. Dan Spencer's gone through and that's nearly gone in. It could have been a different outcome. But, you know, to a man, for 90 minutes or sort of 95 minutes, what it was, as a squad, I'm absolutely made up, and it's credit to my players. They've worked their socks off, like you said.
And how are you going to recover for the? Because obviously you've got Real on Tuesday night in the Nathaniel MG Cup. You're going to recover in time for that one, do you think?
I hope so. That there are going to be some aching bodies, but we've just got to grind through it. Cardiff Met have been very accommodating. They've offered us the ice baths, use of the ice baths, so it's credit to them. And also we've had a really good warm down there. Obviously I've got lads that haven't travelled with us. I've got lads that haven't been in the squad, so we are going to freshen things up. Of course we are, because we've got the small task of TNS at home on the Friday night, so we will freshen things up. But I believe in my squad. I believe in anyone that comes in the starting 11 onto the subs bench, they'll do a job for me. And if they show the same honesty in which the starting 11 did today, we won't go far wrong. So we're looking forward to the game against Real, and then we go on to TNS on Friday.
And this result, surely, if anyone had any lingering doubts from the first two games, this result surely proves that you're not going to be pushed around in this league.
Absolutely. And you know, I've said that, we said it at half time. You know, I even said it like in sort of pre-season, like, you know, the build-up to the Druids game. We don't want to make the numbers up. I believe in my players. We're a good football team. And as long as they're sort of listening to the jobs and that they've got to do with the ball, we've got players that can hurt teams. Like I said, Cardiff Met will bounce back. They'll beat a lot of teams here, absolutely. You know, you have to play with honesty. And like I said, you have to play with that bravery and boldness, and that we did. But then our quality shone through as well. You know, Joe Williams, who I thought was outstanding at right back, has got himself forward. He's honest. He's got himself into the area. Referee's given the penalty. And, you know, like you said, we aren't going to be pushed down. We want to go into every single game and compete with every team in this league and win, lose or draw. If players are coming off and they can't give anything more, I hold my hand up and say, yeah, lads, OK, I believe that. So, yeah, it's a bit of recovery now. Go on to Real, which is going to be a tough game. They got a good result on Friday night, but it's a competition we want to take seriously. And then we've got TNS on Friday. So bring it on.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.